Hello and welcome to Stop Winging It. I'm Mike Carver with Wingman Associates, and we're a strategic coaching firm. And we're in an episode 3 of a 4-part series on people management. Today's topic is compensation. So does it kill you inside when somebody tells you that they're leaving for more money? And the truth is, are they being truthful? Do you really know if they're leaving for more money? Or could it be a combination of things? Benefits, work environment, culture, their boss, right? Money's the easy out on that answer. What does breed loyalty amongst employees today, right? That's important to understand. So compensation is still very important. It always ranks 1 or 2 when people leave an organization. But listen in now. We're going to try to give some tips on total compensation that might get you into a compensation package that works in your favor. So the first thing is, there are some general philosophies when it comes to total compensation. What are employees really looking for, right? So one thing is to feel valued, right? They want to get fair value compensation, but they want to feel valued along the way, right? It's the human condition to know and be known, to love and be loved. It is real. It's a relational experience for them, and there are real human emotions involved. So they want to feel valued and engaged. Remember the second part here, there's always somebody willing to pay more. There just always is. Don't try to compete at that level. And then the last part is, there's a little bit of mercenary in everybody. There's mercenary in you. If you're a business owner and you run your own company right now, if somebody walked in with a big enough number, you probably are going to talk to them, right? So we've all got a little mercenary in us when it comes to just money in general. But when it comes to compensation philosophies, really, you can, at a high level, you can break it down. I can pay above market, I can pay at the market, or I can pay below. Each of those come, you know, with some pros and cons. So above market will work for a while if the culture works with it. If the culture is bad and toxic and there's too much drama, I don't care how much you pay me, I'm not working. I'll vote with my feet and I'm going to leave. You can pay at the market and have a really great culture and keep people engaged and fulfilled and do really well, or vice versa. You can pay at market and your culture is not so good and you end up with a revolving door. And you can choose to pay below market. It's something that is done in certain industries for certain reasons. If you're going to pay below market, something else better be outstanding to keep people around, right? That's the only thing that we know for sure. So what does that actually leave us with? Well, what doesn't work? In our world today, there's a million things that don't work. But you can start to boil some of this stuff down a little bit. What doesn't work? Inconsistency, constantly changing the rules midstream. Bad stuff flowing downhill and not being taken care of where it was supposed to be taken care of. Not following through. Poor communications. Saying one thing and doing another. Or promising, or even over-promising, and just never delivering or under-delivering. And the whole point of all that is, are you people-centric? Do you do what you say you're going to do? Do you have high integrity? You've got core values that you're hiring to. Are you working and managing people to those same core values? So what does work? Look, you got to have a great culture. And you got to be able to have good total compensation. That's more than just the salary or the money that you're paying them. That's everything else that comes along for the ride. Benefits and the work environment and everything else that you offer. So what works? Sharing in the success of an organization works. Doing what you say works. Having just common sense and integrity. And if you blend those together, you might look at an example like, if we have a big number for the year and we all hit it, we're all going to go on a trip or we're all going to share in a bonus. That's great. If we all hit it, then do it. Don't back out then. That's changing the rules midstream. If you don't hit it, then nobody wins, including you and the management team. Don't go around then and just pay people because they worked really hard, even though we came up short. That just sends a mixed message. That's a terrible idea, right? Other things that work. We're in a work-life balance society now. It's very important to people, and you need to understand that if work-life balance is going to matter to the people in the chair in front of you. If their work-life balance is out of whack at home and they're struggling and they're challenged, they're going to bring that to the office. And you know it and you've seen it. You don't need more drama. So you got to be flexible and adaptable in those situations. You want to reward productivity, not workaholism, right? People aren't supposed to be there 24/7. When did that become a good idea? So don't do those things. Do recognize people. do offer good benefits. I don't mean recognize people once a year. I mean all along the way, the small things, the cards, the lunches, the peer recognition that can happen. Little things can go a long way in terms of recognition. Attaboys mean something. It also serves a purpose. I like what you're doing. I see you. I recognize you. I value you. People want to hear that, and they need to hear it, just like they need to hear if they're not doing well, repeatedly, over and over again. So find ways to match up on benefits, on recognition that will then separate you from the competition that's out there, because you are in competition, right? You can pay the best, and if the work environment's terrible, no bueno, right? It's not going to work well. So these are some high-level tips. As always, you may end up having more questions right now. You could be at a point where you're like, I think we're pretty good, but we're not sure. We come along people right there. We want to meet you and we want to help you out. So the point is, you've got a total compensation package today. Is it the one that is working for you? Are you attracting top talent because of it? Does it play back and hold your core values in high regard? If it does all those things, then you're probably going to attract and retain more top talent, and your compensation package will be part of the reason why. As always, if you like what you heard, please subscribe or comment below. And if you have questions, give us a call here at Wingman.